A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I think he's dying, but if he does, are you available?
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
It was like I, you know, had a fair amount of spirits.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You This.
I'm not a psychologist tonight.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
Still really into guns and ammo and chicks.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
We can't do anything drastically illegal, like blowing up his business.
And I'm your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Dominic.
The other night upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Dom.
Yes.
Wake up.
He was there again today. I wish we should go away.
Dom.
Yes.
Wake up.
Hello?
The stair, I met a man.
Hello?
Man. Is it a woman?
Wake up.
I wish we should go away. Face. I need to stop drinking so much.
Hello? Fiona. Sam, I'm home. I stopped at the market. But I'm here. Hello? Hello, Fiona? Sam, is anybody home? Hello? Who left the light on in here? Fiona! Sam! No!
Wake up, Dom.
Wake up.
No! Oh, what just happened?
Oh, he's still not awake.
Oh, I'm awake.
Quick, pour some water on him.
I don't speak
Stop
British.
Hitting me!
Speak American.
Dump water in his face, quick.
Oh, it's a good thing.
You know, as a psychologist, you really shouldn't enjoy hitting people.
That's called,
This is 1920s. Psychologists slap people all the time.
Dominic.
That's what we do, son. I mean, fella.
You wake up from whatever horrible flashback nightmare you just had to Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits, or Bots, standing over you, slapping you in the face with your other... I guess four accomplices all just standing over you, looking at you while you're laying on the ground.
I can't believe what just happened.
Can't believe you've done this.
I remember everything.
What was that noise?
Well, tell us what you remember.
I remember going up into Corbett's house. I snuck past him as he was on the phone. I think he was with the police. And when I went upstairs, I opened the trap door, and there it was, that face I see in this photo right here. That's what I saw. And then something happened next where I heard some kind of weird voice. My body, it went all limp. I knew what was going on, but I couldn't control my own body. But I remember that face up in Corbett's attic. That's it, guys.
So I think we should do a sanity check.
Hey, who's running the game here? All right.
Oh my god!
I'll call for the sanity checks here. All right. So, Major Bakersfield and Dr. Simi. Okay, Major Bakersfield and Dr. Simi. While Dom is telling you this, and he mentioned the photo, he actually hands it up to you.
Here's the photo right here.
Looking at the photo, you both see a blurry picture of the side of Mr. Corbett's house and what looks like a face up in the attic window in some sort of screaming terror, perhaps.
It looks like it's screaming in terror.
Okay, I'm going to have everybody's going to have to make sanity checks, including you, Tallahassee Turner, which I didn't make you do last time, and Billy. So everybody make a sanity check, roll two D10s, and you got
to
get
make
under
another
your
sanity check.
Score.
So, I mean, I did make a sanity check the first time I saw the scary face.
Did you?
I feel like remember. I should have to make one again. Yeah, I looked up in the attic.
I don't know if I made you make a sanity check. I think I forgot. I think because...
I did, because my sanity is 45,
is
and
it?
Now it's at 43.
Ooh, I got a 10.
My sanity is 50, and I rolled a 49.
Oh, nice. Okay, you're still going to lose one sanity.
I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7?
I have a 60, and I rolled a 10.
My sanity is 70. Does that seem too high? Is that normal?
No, it's whatever your power is, or your PAL score.
Yeah.
Okay. My sanity sucks.
Sanity was 48, and I rolled a 44.
Yeah, everybody who succeeded, you're still going to lose one sanity. Dom,
that's bourgeois.
It's Bush League.
Dom, you're actually going to lose one D4 sanity. Did you succeed?
Whoa. Me?
Yeah.
I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, a 7.
All right.
That's a extreme. No, it's just a hard success, I think. What's 44? 5 divided by 5. Is that 9?
Well, hard success is half, so...
Extreme success.
Extreme success? All right, since you got an extreme success, you can also only lose one sanity. You are going to have to lose more sanity than these guys because you dealt with a lot more than they did. They just saw the photo, but you had all of that stuff happen to you, and you remembered everything.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
I rolled a 10.
Yeah?
And I got 60. That's an extreme success.
It's my butt, Donovan.
Okay, you lose one sanity.
And I'm a psychologist.
Anybody that succeeded loses one. Anybody that failed would lose one D4. So anybody that succeeded, you only lose one sanity.
One sanity down for me.
Okay.
Except for I feel like we didn't like describe why that was so scary.
The photo?
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah, because it's like, hey, there's a photo of a woman in the attic. And then Dom went into the attic and saw a woman. That's it. Was she dead? Was she...
It's just a photo, bro.
Yeah, so Dom, when you looked up in the attic, you just saw that, again, the same thing. You actually saw pretty much what you can see in that photo, except for, you know, not so blurry. You saw that face kind of looking down at you, its mouth hanging open, kind of slack, eyes kind of staring down towards you. You couldn't tell necessarily if they were staring at you, but just staring down towards you. The mouth hanging open and kind of a slack-jawed scream. That's all you saw before you heard Mr. Corbett chanting, and you turned around and he hit you with that, whatever he did.
I couldn't tell if the face was looking at me or just staring off in the distance like some kind of corpse. You know what I mean?
So again, what you guys are seeing up in the window, from the photo, all you can see is that face. that's pretty blurry. Looks like it's staring out again in some sort of horrified scream. Dark hair down in her face, just staring out from the black recesses of the attic. Only light of it, either maybe from the flash of the camera when Major Bakersfield took the picture, or perhaps the reflection of the light of the moon coming down on the face. But as far as you know, there's something up there, but you don't know what.
Well, I think now that we've discussed it and lost some sanity, I say we split up again. Get some stuff.
Are any of you interested in breaking back into Corbett's house?
I want to, but let's go to Mr. Bakersfield's surplus store, get some guns, some chicks.
Yeah, some magazines.
And ammo.
And not just ammo magazines.
Some chicks?
Chicks.
Yeah, what? Chicks and ammo.
Since either when way. Did Major Bakersfield have a surplus store?
I've always had a surplus
That's
store.
The beginning.
That's part of his
That's part of my backstory.
Oh, well, none of us know you very well because we make you stay at your house.
That's what he does for a living. And he retired from the military.
I thought he was a major.
Yeah, I'm a retired major.
And he runs
Well, it's good to know. It's nice to get you know you.
We should get together more often and suck back a couple of waters.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I have some pretty nice glasses, so, I mean, don't turn it down just yet.
Wait till you see the glasses. Okay, so...
Yeah, the nice glass.
So, you guys... you guys have a few leads that you can follow up on. Some more investigating to do. I mean, you guys have a lot of things that you could do. What do you want to do from this at this point?
All right, me and Can't Stand Your Bits gonna run to my surplus store, pick up some weapons. For now.
Also, this is
go to the car.
Something that was completely appropriate for all of you guys to discuss amongst each other, amongst yourselves in character, about what to do next.
Well, that's what we're doing right now. We're
that's
in character.
That's what I'm doing right now, to hear my voice.
I do, but...
This isn't how I really sound.
I do, but you're also the only person I hear.
Billy, would you like to go investigate that
Randolph?
Animal mutilator? You know, the one at the hospital.
Well, that's weird.
Where'd Billy go? Yeah, the Randolph character. Yeah, I think we should go check him out.
We'll have to steal someone's car. I mean, borrow someone's car.
I don't think...
Well, let's go to the
C-mobile, notice.
Mr. Bakersfield, and get going.
Okay, so, yeah, why don't you get Billy out of here?
Billy.
That's and me. Then I will take my gun and my bullwhip and my hatchet and my rope and go over and make short work of Mr. Corbett.
What?
Wait, you're gonna go kill the guy?
Well, I'll go. I was thinking I could tie him up and then go check things out, man.
Oh, you know what kind of background music we're gonna need right here.
Well, it looks like we don't have to go to the surplus store.
What's the bullwhip for?
Well,
whipping things.
What else would it be for? All right, enough of the bush wall. Let's get out of here.
All right, me and Can't Stand Your Bits run into the surplus store.
Okay.
Why are we going to the surplus store?
What are the rest of you guys doing?
Because we want to get some guns and ammo.
Why don't you just have guns?
I do have. You can never have too much.
But he has a sniper.
I have guns and ammo, but do you guys have guns and ammo?
Why don't you have more? I mean,
I have my own.
This is
you only need one.
What do you
gun.
Think we're doing right now? What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm sharing. Okay, we're going to my surplus store so I can share.
I don't like it.
Okay, who's going to the surplus store with Bakersfield and Dr. Simi?
Okay,
Tallahassee, are you really going to go get your whip session on, or are you going to come with us to stock up?
No, I'm really going to go check out if he's there.
You're really going to go and start whipping him.
Well, we got to get Billy McConnell out of here because he's a cop. But yeah.
No illegal stuff, fellas.
He's also standing right there and can hear everything that
I'm
you're telling
I'm not talking in character, so this is like side information.
Tallahassee Turner's just like staring at you guys, like giving you the eyeball, giving you that I'm going to go right. next door and whip Whoa. And shoot and tie up my neighbor a look, you know?
That wasn't exactly. just regular just water we were drinking.
You tie it was... him down and whip him. We'll be back with some ammo to shoot him.
Oh, and then we'll ask him questions. And then if he responds, we know there's something fishy.
You guys Let's know go. That look where he's just staring at you and he's like, I'm going to go next door. Eyebrow pump. So what did we establish? Dr. Simi and
so me and Simi are the only ones that know what we're doing.
Okay, you guys are going to the
No,
to
I asked McConnell
store.
If
Nobody
he wanted to go with me to
yeah,
investigate the
we
mutilator.
We need to borrow a car. Who else
yeah,
has
we need
a car?
To steal
we can
a,
use?
I mean, borrow a car.
Tallahassee's going to start. He's going to be... He's going to go all Indiana Jones on Corbett, so...
I pull...
On foot.
I pull the hat off up or off my back, up onto my head, and draw my cavalry sword. And I say, you guys, good luck. I'll see you in a bit.
He's going to end up in the trunk of some guy's car.
And we're not going to come save you.
Hey, yeah. you didn't need saving.
I'm not going into the police station again.
You're a wuss bag.
Hey, Tallahassee, where are you going? Where are you going with that?
I'm going to write a book.
Oh.
About our adventures so far.
I should have known.
Adventures.
All right, Dom, so... you want to go with me? Let's go check out this Randolph character.
Right. Let's do it.
So who are we going to... Follow us or the surplus guys?
I have a car.
Okay, so 20 minutes pass. Everybody completed their stuff. Mr. Bakersfield. That took 20 minutes to get all those guns and ammo.
Major Bakersfield. Okay, so...
Major's Bakersfield.
Tallahassee, are you going to let Billy and Dom borrow your car again?
Yes.
Sweet, because we took it anyway.
Okay, so you guys are heading off to the hospital.
Yeah, Central Hospital.
Okay, Dom Drunkard and Billy McConnell head down to Tallahassee's car, jump in it, and start heading off towards Central Hospital, whilst Major Aloysius Bakersfield and Dr. Simi head off to Major Bakersfield's Army Surplus Store. So you guys that are going to the Army Surplus Store, what do you want to get, I guess? What are you looking for here?
So, I think I want a sniper rifle. Did those exist back in the 20s?
You bet they did.
Yeah, they have some long-range hunting rifle type weapons.
Some long-range rifles.
Okay.
Somewhere where Mr. Bakersfield can perch on a roof.
I don't know if I'm getting up on a roof again.
Yeah, you guys learned your lesson about Major Bakersfield being up on the roof.
Been a little off since then.
Let's see. You guys can get most of the things that you're looking for, because honestly, at your surplus store, you're gonna have just about whatever you want from there.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna grab. handguns for each person in our group.
Okay, what do you want?
Plenty of ammo. I'll grab.
Do you have dynamite?
Do I have dynamite? I've got dynamite. We're getting some dynamite. I don't know. Is that legal back then?
Dynamite?
To just sell in a surplus store?
Well, let's see. Make me a luck roll, Major Bakersfield.
All right. That's 2d10s.
Yeah.
What is your luck?
63, I think. Yeah. 38.
Nice.
38. Okay, so you don't necessarily sell dynamite in your store, but... being any Second Amendment loving red-blooded American, you may have stocked some for personal use.
Let me go in the back into my secret stash and get the boomsticks.
Just in case. So I'm going to say you have two sticks of dynamite.
Why do we need dynamite, guys?
Because we're just going to blow them up.
Also, I'm just to throw this out there to remind you guys are still in a pretty normal neighborhood in the suburbs. Maybe just something to remember when perching up on rooftops with sniper rifles.
And I'm going to grab a revolver for each person in our party.
Also, and just to throw this out here, you guys all were already arrested for bothering Mr. Corbett. So if somebody's house suddenly explodes from...
Highway Patrol didn't exist.
Well, then we'll find some bones in his trunk, no one will notice, and we'll be off the hook.
I don't know how his house exploded.
Okay, I'm going to grab my elephant gun, my rifle.
Elephant gun?
My hatchet.
And I've got two shotguns that I'm going to grab.
Okay. Nice. So,
a revolver for each person, two shotguns, and an elephant gun, and two sticks of dynamite.
Okay, you, all right, you grab two.
Wait, do
12 gauge.
Ooh, do you have a net?
Double barreled shotguns. So,
yes, we also grab a net.
A net?
Is that cheating?
Like a butterfly net?
Like a catching humans net.
Yes. You got some of those, right?
Well, they didn't call me Mr. Netty Hands in the war for nothing.
All right, Mr. Netty Hands, you can have a net. A genuine human catching net. Says so on the tag.
Yeah, the monster's gonna be like, oh no, it's Netty Hands.
Alright, so you have a hatchet, because again, you probably stock some kind of camping supplies and stuff in there.
And chicks.
You don't stock chicks. Also, I find it hard to believe that many chicks hang out at the Army Surplus store. It was something that Major Bakersfield kind of had in the back of his mind, being like, okay, going to bring in the ladies. And then it didn't really work out, kind of pan out for him so well.
Remember when you asked me how many run-ins I had with the law?
Yes. Yikes. I don't know if I like where that's
they
going.
They didn't just call me Mr. Netty Hands in the war.
What?
What?
Meaning... I tried to catch women with nets because they wouldn't stay at my store.
Oh my god. We'll cut that out.
Okay, so you guys might have another villain to track down after this thing goes down with Mr. Corbett.
Netty Hands.
Okay.
That's a good villain name, by the way.
Okay, back on track. You get a hatchet. Did you guys send them with anything in particular that you wanted them to pick up?
Well, it's a little too late now. We're kind of far away from them. Or can we do a flashback?
I asked them just in case to get like first aid gear.
Probably some rope. You know, okay, just in case.
Some first aid.
Okay, so. All right, yeah, write that down. Just write it down on your your sheet there. So, you're able to pick up a couple of revolvers, enough for everybody. You have one 45 revolver. And
dibs.
Did you also pick one up for Billy McConnell? He is a cop, so it's probably pretty likely he already has one.
It's pretty likely. I do have one.
Okay, so... Okay, you get 145 revolver, and you pick up... let's see, how many of you guys are there? Enough 38 revolvers for everybody else. Two shotguns, and you wanted a a rifle.
A long-range rifle.
Elephant gun.
Oh, you went for the elephant gun.
And we have dynamite, too.
Jeez.
I'm starting to get the picture of the guy in Tremors.
Yeah, this is basically what we got here. Okay, fine. You can have an elephant gun.
You don't know what we're going to encounter.
Okay, so write down all that stuff.
Can I have an elephant gun, too?
Okay, so all those things, write them down on your sheet, and I guess you guys can... yeah, hang on to those. Okay, so cut over to Dom Drunkard and Billy McConnell as you guys are pulling into the parking lot at Central Hospital. It's a pretty nice building, nice facility. It's newer. Or it's not new, but it's been recently remodeled and updated for a lot of the newer amenities. You get out of the car and you head into the hospital. It's starting to get later in the day after everything else you guys have already done. So, what do you do?
Well, I want to ask the front desk lady some questions about Tomaszewski. So, walk up to the front desk lady and flash my badge.
Okay. The nurse up at the front desk. She's got a clipboard and she's writing it. She's a middle-aged woman, somewhat portly, short curly hair. Looks up and says, yes, how may I help you? Oh, officer, yes, what can I do for you?
Yeah, so you got a Mr. Randolph Tomaszewski working here.
Oh, yes. Well, we did.
He doesn't work anymore?
He is no longer employed by the hospital, no, sorry.
Oh. Well, what happened? You want to tell me about it?
I don't know if I... Well, let me redirect you to the hospital administrator, the superintendent, Dr. Doyle. And I'm sorry, what was your name, officer?
It's Officer McConnell.
Okay, and this is in regard to Randolph. Is there a problem? Another problem, I suppose?
Very well could be. It's part of an investigation.
Another investigation?
Another investigation.
Oh, dear. All right, well, come with me. I'll take you to Dr. Doyle's office, please. So she sets down her clipboard and starts walking off down the hallway, gesturing for you guys to follow her along. So down the first floor, you walk down to a corner office that is rather spacious, very nicely appointed. Big bookshelves, lots of books, lots of diplomas and plaques on the wall from very prestigious schools and awards for various things, excellence in the field of medicine.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And sitting behind the desk, you see an older gentleman, rather distinguished looking. He has white hair that's very neat and very well coiffed. And he has a nice bushy mustache. a very dapper looking guy, sitting behind a desk in a white, you know, a white doctor's coat. Looks up as you walk in the room. She kind of, the door's open, and the nurse kind of knocks on the door frame as she comes in. And he looks up and says, Mrs. Witherspoon. Well, what can I do for you?
Oh, Dr. Doyle, yes, sorry to disturb you, but these officers are here. They had questions about a former employee. I thought it would be best if they spoke to you about it.
Yes, well, come in, sit down. He gestures to you guys to come in and points to two chairs across the desk from him. Please, whatever you need. He looks a little bit uncomfortable as he kind of straightens himself up in his seat and leans forward on his desk. And, yes, officers, what were your names?
My name is Officer McConnell, and this is my associate. He's not actually an officer, but he's helping me with an investigation.
Oh, an investigation. What is this in regards to?
This is in regards to apparently a former employee of yours. Is Mr. Randolph Tomaszewski.
Ah, yes, Mr. Tomaszewski. Yes, it was some rather unfortunate business with him. You can see, I had no choice but to let him go. We couldn't have that sort of thing reflecting poorly on the hospital's reputation. What is it that you wanted to know about?
If you don't mind us asking, about how long ago was the Mr. Tomaszewski let go?
Tomaszewski. Yes, it's not Gandalf Romanewski. In spite of what Seth might say in the chat.
Probably
Randolph.
It was back in
stupid.
It was back in April, mid-April, I believe, several months ago.
Was it April 12th?
15th, I believe.
Ooh. Or
around the 15th, maybe, give or take several days.
So you fired him right after the incident with the animals.
Yes, he came back in, and after the next day, I brought him into my office. I spoke to him and told him that regardless that he was released and he wasn't charged with anything, it named him specifically in the newspaper. They printed his name, and they said that he was their suspect and that he worked here at this hospital. So, you see, I had no choice. I couldn't maintain his employment under those circumstances with that sort of stigma hanging over his head and coloring this hospital.
Did you have much contact with Mr. Tomaszewski before? I mean, when he was employed, did you know him very well?
No, not well. He worked here. He's worked here for a long time. I mean, firing him gave me no bit of pleasure, I assure you. He did his job. He kept quiet. He minded his own business. I mean, all things you hope from an orderly. And
but certainly, sorry, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Certainly a man of your discernment and talents saw something maybe about him that you could share.
I'm not sure what it is you mean. What exactly are you referring to? Are you implying that maybe I should have seen this coming from his attitude or demeanor, that perhaps I should have been aware of his predilections, I suppose we could say?
Not at all. I'm just suggesting that perhaps there might be something else that you could tell us about him that we might not get from someone that's not as discerning and dapper and handsome as you.
That sounds like a charm. Some charm to me.
Roll some charm.
Would you roll a charm for me, Dom?
Okay, don't mind if I do. Cue music. So my charm is 80.
Jeez.
And I rolled a 19.
Handsome, I mean. Please. This mustache is just, it just grows like this. But, well, look, all right. I mean, don't quote me on this, okay? I mean, we can't, the hospital can't admit to any sort of liability in any of these circumstances for Mr. Tomaszewski's behavior. But, again, and also, you must realize, I'm the administrator, I'm the superintendent here. I don't have time to spend with every one of our employees, especially not a low-level orderly like Randolph. But he was here for a long time, and I will say that I will admit to noticing a shift in his behavior and personality over the years. I mean, I suppose maybe especially over the last year or so, he just seemed more tense. He tended to, he became more and more private, I guess you would say, while before he might, you know, you might be able to engage him in conversation here and there, or you know, other employees, I suppose. He became more withdrawn and more intense as the years went on, especially over the last year or so, I would say. Seemed, I don't know, maybe paranoid, I suppose. If you came up on him, if he wasn't suspecting, then he tended to be distracted a lot, almost in his own world, and if you walked up on him, then he would act surprised, like he didn't see anybody around, and scared, like he startled him. So, I don't know if there's anything else besides that, or anything else you might be looking for. I mean, look, firing him wasn't something easy. I mean, we didn't have people exactly lining up to replace him with the job that he had here.
Was there anything that you may have noticed that went on around that time that may have caused the change, or was it sudden like something may have happened, or was it gradual over a long period of time?
I suppose it was gradual. Again, it wasn't, we didn't exactly, you know, associate on the weekends or anything. I just saw him here and there in the halls when he was going about his business. Typically the work he did here, he would try to be as discreet and private as possible.
Do you know if he has any family, or if anybody here at the hospital he was close with?
No, not that I know of. I don't know anything about his personal life. Again, he seemed rather withdrawn and closed off from the rest of the staff.
Well, you wouldn't happen to have his address, would you?
Let me look in my files. I'm gonna find his, I might have his last address here. He gets up and walks over to one of the filing cabinets and opens it up, starts kind of flipping through it. He doesn't have flipper hands. As he gets up behind the desk, you guys notice he has horrible flippers for hands. And he just starts slapping them around on the filing cabinet. He opens up the filing cabinet and starts flipping through the files. And, let's see. Thomas Tomaszewski. Here we are. Pulls it out. He flips it up. Okay, let's see. Yes, it looks. Appears he lives in an apartment downtown. I have his address right here, at least his last address. Looks like 143 Crenshaw, apartment 4B.
Great. Thanks, Doc.
Yes, and, you know, we still need somebody to replace him. If you happen to know anyone who has a bit of a strong constitution, we don't exactly have people lining up around the block to burn leftover body parts.
Of course. I know just the man. I write down the major's phone number and hand it to Dr. Doyle.
Oh, fantastic. We'll give him a call.
That was his job. He burned the extra body parts, huh?
Yes, part of his duties, he cleaned up the operating rooms after they were used, and a part of that was disposing of the, leftovers, I suppose you could say. There was an amputation or something removed, he would take them, he'd clean them up and take them down to the incinerator and burn them later in the evening and late at night. Discretion was a large part of his job purview.
Okay, well, Dom, you got any more questions?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, well, thanks, Doc. You're the bee's knees.
Oh. You're not so bad yourself. Well, yes.
He talks no bourgeois.
Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you, and I hope that none of this comes back on the hospital.
No, this is a recent occurrence, so shouldn't have any blowback for you guys.
Well, I would appreciate if you could keep our association with this character to a minimum or out of it completely.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Shakes your hand, stands up, you know, over the desk.
Well, Dom, got any ideas? Should we just go check it out?
Yeah, let's go check out. Let's go check out that 143 Crenshaw.
Okay.
So you guys leave his office.
Load up on some ammo and guns.
Yeah, maybe we should touch base with those other idiots.
Yeah, that's
a
good idea.
You know, riding our coattails.
Not that I know what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, metagame.
Let's give those idiots a call and let them know what we're up to. We walk out to the front desk and we ask, what was your name again?
Two-way mics.
Yeah. Your
two-way radios. Cans.
No, I mean, I figured we'd ask the front desk lady if we could use their phone.
Oh, right.
They don't have phones.
Nobody's there, though.
What?
Yeah, who are you going to call?
I guess as you guys go, are you guys going to try and call them back on the phone? Oh yeah, so you guys go up to the front desk. Miss Witherspoon is still there. Yes, I hope that was satisfactory. Is there anything else that you gentlemen require?
Wondered if we might make a phone call on your telephone.
Yes, of course. It's right here.
Okay, we dial, whose house were you at? Simmy's?
You're at Tallahassee.
Tallahassee's house.
Tallahassee's the only one there.
We call Tallahassee's house.
Operator. Oh, wait, no, Tallahassee's already at Corbett's house tying up Mr. Corbett and whipping him.
I'm getting in trouble. I'm not going to answer anything.
The phone starts ringing at Tallahassee's house. Does anybody answer?
Negatory.
Are any of you guys there? Are you guys not back from
Back. No, but we went to my house because Tallahassee is gone.
Did he really leave, though, or did he just make...
You guys had quite a few things. You were gathering up your shopping list at the... At
general store? Yeah. Surplus store?
At the major store. It's not a general store. It's a major store. Yeah, right, guys? Right, guys? Dad's everywhere laughing their heads off.
This is where we add the laugh track later.
So, I guess as the phone rings with no response, I suppose we cut back to Tallahassee Turner.
Where Tell me you? What you did with the body.
Send Mr. Corbett's house with him tied up on the floor.
Please stop hitting me.
So as soon as I guess everybody else left, Tallahassee Turner, what did you do?
This is the worst idea ever.
Yeah, I walked over We're all to ashamed of you. Mr. Corbett's house.
You just went across the street and went for it?
Yep, I'm going for this.
I hope he dies. Oh,
so I was okay. I'm taking the photo. Graph with me.
Okay.
So I knock on his door with the photograph in hand. I get my Colt 45 pulled out and hold it behind my back.
Okay, so as you're walking across the street, make me a spot hidden check.
Spot hidden, huh? 75. 84.
That's my boy.
Push your roll.
Alright, it's a rather pleasant evening in June. It's starting to get...
He notices the sun is out.
The sun is out, though it's getting low in the sky, you know. It will be setting soon, maybe in a couple of hours.
The sky is blue.
It's a nice breeze blowing through as you walk across the street over to Mr. Corbett's house. So you have your 45 behind your back.
And got my bullwhip at my side. I'm wearing my hat, and I'm also got my cavalry saber hanging from my belt.
Okay. Okay, so you're in full costume.
Yes, and I also have a rope around my shoulder, you know, kind of like, or around my chest, kind of like a thing of bullets.
Like a bandolier?
Yep, that word. And my hatchet is also attached to my belt, just in case.
Okay,
gotta get my action music.
Pretty decked out here. Okay, so you knock on the door.
Yep.
There's no answer.
I do look around a little bit to see if our neighborhood has been erased in Roll 20. What's the next door neighbor guy's again? Name again? Not the Nats.
Barbers.
Barber. Kind of glance over to see if Barber's, like, peeving again.
Okay, roll a spot hidden.
Spot hidden is 75. 56. success.
Yeah, he's looking out the window at you.
I slip the gun in my pocket a little bit and wave to him.
He just glares
you
back
gave
at you.
The bird, didn't you?
I give him the bird. Roll for
he looks shocked. he looks shocked.
I hope you can see this because I'm doing it and as then, hard as I can.
and kind of ducks back in his curtains again.
Sorry, I missed that part. Who did that?
Tom, Mr. Barber. He looked very shocked at your bird.
Oh, gotcha.
Did the bird exist back in 1920?
Tallahassee Turner just invented it. He learned it on one of his many adventures.
You'll read about it in the future in one of my books. That's how
his book, How to Insult People with Your Hands.
Yeah. Tallahassee Turner and the Insulting Hand Gestures.
Are you going Double Bird?
One of his bestsellers.
Yes. I knock on the door again.
Okay. All right, after another minute or so, the door opens and you see Bernard Corbett standing there. He just opens it a little bit, enough that you can kind of you can see his whole face. as he's kind of standing there peeking out. He looks up at you and goes, Mr. Turner, what do you want?
So before he opened the door, I did pull my pistol back out and hit it behind my back again.
Okay.
And I say, with the photo in hand, yeah, I just wanted to apologize for, me and my friends. We, you know, we had a lot of water, the other day, and we just got a little bit, you know, beside ourselves with being jovial and adventurous and whatnot. I told him I was writing a new book, and so we just, you know, started getting a little bit crazy.
I would say so.
Yep. So one thing I did notice, though, that I want to ask you about, as we were, you know, messing around and stuff, the major happened to try to be taking a picture of the moon, but as he was falling off the roof and breaking my camera, he did happen to take one shot of a photo. I was wondering if you could, you know, just like explain what it might be. And I hand him the photo.
Ooh. As you hand him the photo and he looks at it, his eyes go wide as he looks down at it and goes.
And I pull my gun to the front
and point it at him.
Yep.
I don't know what this is. What is this picture of?
It's your house with a woman in the attic.
That's ridiculous. This can be any house. I don't know why you're doing this, Mr. Turner.
The one the camera was pointed at.
This is...
Why is there a woman in your attic? Corbett?
There's...
Talk. Tell me. Open this door right now. Let me in.
What did you say?
I said, open this door right now and let me in.
Where are your rebel friends?
Fine, now? Fine. Come in. Eddie, he opens the door and steps aside.
And I make sure I say, and keep back at least 5 feet from my gun so you can't reach.
Yeah, yes, of course. Whatever you say.
So I slip in and close the door behind
me. Okay, make a listen check. How's your listen, Tallahassee?
Listen, 20.
So fun fact, guys, that you might not know.
Carry him in the back.
Tallahassee.
I'm not a psychologist tonight.
So fun fact, guys, that you might not know. Tallahassee, really good at talking. Not so good at listening.
Surprise.
Just roll me a listen check, Tallahassee.
34.
Okay.
That's a fail. I had 20.
Yes.
Wait, what time of the day is it?
It's in the evening after everything you did, going down to the hospital, you know, you guys being in jail most of the morning. It's probably like 6 in the evening, I would say.
So we're all pretty tired because we didn't sleep the night
before. You guys are pretty stinking worn out, yeah, I would say. Except for Dom, he had a pretty nice night's rest.
I did.
Yeah, you slept soundly in a car trunk.
Very soundly.
Tallahassee, make me a power roll.
Power?
Yeah. Did he already roll for listen?
Yeah, he's about to cast a magical spell on you, Brett.
Before I do that, I shoot him. Just kidding. Alright.
So, as you're walking into the house, so make a power roll.
Yeah, power's 50. 53, I spend luck to succeed.
That's not gonna work.
You can, but you would have to beat his.
Yeah, you're rolling against him. So if he had a hard success, you lose anyway.
So, how do I know?
You don't.
You got a chance of...
All right, I spend 4 luck to get a 49. Or do I only have to have a 50?
You just have to have a 50.
Okay, I'll spend 3 luck for a success.
Let's see. Okay, you have a success, but that is not enough to beat his success.
Tough break.
He has a pretty high power.
What's his power?
I can't tell you that.
Superpower.
He has superpower.
Secret.
So, just as you turn, as you walk in the door, and as you're pointing your pistol towards him, suddenly your body just goes completely rigid, and you can't move anymore.
We knew this was gonna happen.
Tallahassee
decides to pull his best.
Tallahassee's new book, Dumb Stuff You See Your Friends Do, But Still Gotta Try Yourself.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Can I talk still?
No. And actually, everything kind of...
Then I say...
And
that's it.
As that's happening, he walks up and he's looking in your face, and as he's doing that, everything just goes black.
Good plan. Okay.
So,
well,
solid
plan. Let's see, Major Bakersfield and yeah. Dr. Simi. After you guys gather up all your things, and you're heading back to the neighborhood, you come pulling down the street, and as you guys pull onto the street, your street. And start driving down. You see down in the middle of the road a figure just walking down the road towards you. And he appears to be naked.
Where is this going?
As you drive closer, you recognize the rather, you know,
well endowed.
Well, I won't comment. A gentleman never tells.
Does he still have his whip?
Rather, well, actually, I mean, for his somewhat advanced age, rather fit form of Tallahassee Turner. He does still have his whip, actually. He's swinging it around and snapping it in the air, going, "Yeehaw! Get along, doggies! Yeehaw!" As he's just kind of wandering around back and forth, swinging his whip, and he is completely naked, just shouting at the top of his lungs, "Get along, doggies! Yeehaw! Get along, doggies! Yeehaw!"
There it is. What was in that water that you guys drank last night?
Take it over, Tallahassee.
You don't want to know.
I see the moon.
Yeah, we see it too.
I say we just run him over in the car.
Okay, what do you do?
Well, I think we get out and tie him up with some rope. Get his net. Get the net.
I smack him in the face.
As you guys come running out, he sees you and he snaps his whip at you.
Get back! Get back!
Get the net.
Here comes Mr. Netty Hands.
Netty Hands, you have a theme song.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon distracts him while I tackle him with the net. And I try to whip him.
How are you distracting? How are you distracting Tallahassee?
I guess I'm dancing.
You're dancing?
I'm doing a sexy dance.
This just took a really weird turn.
I don't know what skill to make you roll for a sexy dance. There doesn't have sexy luck. Dance is not on the investigator's skill list.
Charm.
I guess.
I got good dodge and dexterity.
You could always talk with
him. Get along, little doggies!
Or you can do a sexy dance. Oh, okay.
Wait, say that again.
If you want to do a sexy dance, you can roll an appearance roll. Make
do
an appearance
roll?
App. Appearance your roll. App up on your characteristics.
Oh, okay.
If this is really the direction you want to go with this.
Well, if I'm can I roll persuade?
Yes, you can. If you
can
would
I do
like
a persuasive dance?
It also doesn't have to be dance centered. I just want to. I mean, you're really on this dance track, so I mean, you can run with it if you want, but that's not actually necessary.
Okay, I'm gonna talk him down.
Are you a
persuasive
doggy?
Dance? Okay.
With persuasive dance, and I got 70. All right,
what are you saying
dance.
To him, or are you saying it with your body?
He does his patented.
I see him start to do his sexy dance, and I say, "What kind of doctor are you again?"
Don't worry, I learned this at Miskatonic.
He's a doctor of love.
All right, roll me a persuasion check.
They didn't call me the love doctor at the university for nothing.
As a love psychologist.
Say, what is this? Is that a 54 or a 45?
That's 54.
All right, that's out of 70.
All right. That is a success.
I whip him in the face.
So, well, I guess Tallahassee Turner
stops
whipping his whip because he is thoroughly distracted by your persuasive sexy dance.
Look at that doggy dance.
As Dr. Simeon can't stand your bits, the respected and illustrious psychologist stands there gyrating his hips towards famed world-renowned explorer Tallahassee Turner as he stands there just staring at him, somewhat confused, maybe alert, we don't know.
Since it was just a regular success, does that mean in order to fully grasp his attention, does Simeon also have to remove clothing?
At first,
okay. I already took my shirt off. I'm just wearing suspenders.
Okay, well, you already succeeded on the roll, so that was a little bit unnecessary, but we'll go with it. Okay.
At first,
so,
I'm intrigued.
As he shirtlessly and he kind of stretches his suspenders out and back, you know, kind of like in that little thing as he gyrates his hips. Jeez, what is your name? Major Bakersfield. Roll me a fighting brawl.
Okay. I might also have to roll a sanity check after this.
You're gonna gain sanity.
Alright, I rolled a 31. And what is my fighting brawl?
It's 50.
60.
Or no, sorry, it's 60.
So
yeah.
I got almost.
Okay. Tallahassee, roll a dodge roll with a penalty die. So roll 2d10s.
Wait, he's super distracted
and take
right now.
The higher one.
But I tried to whip Don or what's his face?
I'm trying to whip Simeon.
Yeah, I tried to whip Simeon because at first I was kind of intrigued, but as soon as that shirt came off, I said, "You devil!" And I tried to whip him.
Whatever, that was the trance.
Okay,
that was the trance.
Okay, well, roll a dodge roll for me real quick.
Just a regular, like, normal dice that I have?
Yeah, roll 2D. Well, actually, roll two of your... Roll the D100 one, the double-digit die. Roll that twice and take whichever one is higher.
80. I got an 80 and a 70.
Okay, so you failed and then failed really hard.
Here comes Mr. Nettie Hands.
So as Tallahassee is distracted by the wildly persuasive Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits, he is unceremoniously tackled, blindsided by Major Bakersfield as he just plows into the side of him with a net and wraps him up quite securely.
Wow, that took some really nice foresight by you guys to get that net at the...
I knew we would need it for
something.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd need it for Tallahassee. To tackle a naked guy.
Okay, so you guys, you have right in your inventory one Tallahassee Turner in a net.
Hey, I never got to do a whip roll.
That's because you got tackled, man, before you can whip him.
I didn't dodge with poo.
Also, you don't really have control of yourself at the moment.
It's very true.
Pretty sure this is where the whip and nene song came from.
He's in there, watch me whip. Now watch me nene.
I left out that he nay-nayed in between each of his whip strikes. But I just thought it was... I didn't mention it because I just thought it was a given.
I did all the nay-nay dancing.
Yeah.
All these things are going to be released in my upcoming book. The bird, the whip and nay-nay, Doctors of Love Dance.
Meets Mr. Nettie Hands.
So what do you guys want to do?
Get off me!
We drag him back to my house.
Ow.
Snap out of it, man. Snap out of it.
You're dragging him back to your house.
Okay, so we're dragging him back to our backyard. My backyard. And I'm going to douse him in water. Mr. Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Go get some non-alcoholic water.
Okay.
A big bucket of it.
All right, hold on.
And douse him.
Let me grab my nice bucket.
It's Major's.
Got company open.
It's Major Bakersfield, by the way.
Oh, man, that's a nice bucket.
Okay, as Major Bakersfield is rushing back across the street to go retrieve his
fine
bucket.
Get the nice bucket.
Dom Drunkard and Billy McConnell, you pull onto the street as you see Major Bakersfield racing across the lane headed towards his house.
Carrying a net?
No.
No,
he doesn't have a net. He is empty-handed currently. What do you guys do?
We run him over.
I do a backflip over your car.
Now's our chance.
We pull up next to him and ask what's going on.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back. One second.
What's going on?
I guess as you drive past Dr. Simi's house, roll me a spot hidden.
Yes, I love rolling stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, give me my dice back. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, 42. I'm a terrible spot
42.
Hidden.
42.
Which is...
46, but my spot hidden is 25.
Yeah, I got 80.
Okay, both you succeed. Both you glance
both
over
failed.
And see...
No,
I succeeded.
No, he succeeded. Wait. Oh, yeah, you only have 20
spot hidden.
Yeah, I'm
terrible.
Hidden,
I'm terrible. Terrible.
Okay. Billy McConnell, as you guys go driving down the street and you're driving towards Major Bakersfield as he's heading towards and running into his house, as you guys kind of called out the window to him, you happen to glance to the side and see Tallahassee Turner wrapped up in a net being dragged into Dr. Simi's backyard by Dr. Simi himself. Oh, and Tallahassee Turner is naked.
What? Oh.
The imagery is just
the doggies!
Amazing.
The doggies!
Wow. Isn't he one of your buddies? Okay. Running around naked.
Oh, yeah.
As
I barely know him.
As Billy says that to you, Dom, you also glance over, and now you also see this tableau.
I barely know the guy.
So, what do you guys do?
So, Mr. Bakersfield is making his way back over to my house with a nice bucket.
It's a really nice bucket.
Okay, we're gonna jump ahead a few minutes as you guys all reconvene in Dr. Cindy's backyard. It's gonna be smash cut. Water is flying into Tallahassee Turner's face.
That's
my acting. Tallahassee Turner. That was excellent. Well done. You suddenly come to your senses.
What are you doing?
And realize that you are soaking wet and wrapped up in a net.
Why am I soaking wet, naked,
in
a net?
But he's in a net.
Well, we were hoping you'd tell us about the naked part.
Tallahassee,
what have you guys done to
you
me?
Have no idea why you're naked in a net.
I don't know.
You were thinking about something. You were gathering up. You're loading up for bear in your house.
You guys were going off to get stuff, and I was putting all my equipment on to go over and challenge Mr. Corbett, see if he knew anything about the photo.
So did you go talk to him?
Then why on earth were you naked with your whip?
that
nonsense in the street.
That is the last thing I remember.
Last thing you remember is like heading towards your door to go outside, and then you are sitting in Dr. Simi's backyard in a net with grass tickling you in places that you've never felt grass tickle you before.
It's quite comfortable back here, don't get me wrong, but still, I have no idea.
Actually,
why.
I guess I shouldn't. Yeah, I have a hard time believing that because he's never. You've been a lot of places and done a lot of things.
It's true, you gotta read my books.
This probably wasn't his first grass sexy link. Dance.
Tallahassee Turner wasn't and the Naked
first,
in the Grass.
Naked
story.
Net experience.
It's not his first naked netting. Tallahassee Turner and the Naked Netting.
Part 2.
Oh my gosh.
Part 2.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Guys, I have no idea, but...
What do you do?
Maybe I pooed my pants again or something, but I gotta go home and get clothes.
You're not
on.
Wearing any pants.
Right, so...
Yeah, why don't you borrow this burlap sack I have?
Let me just cut leg holes and stick
already
through it.
Done.
Oh, perfect.
Just in case this would happen.
That means it's previously been used.
As a psychologist,
weird.
I run into this a lot. All right.
There is one thing I do recall, however, actually, now that I'm thinking really, really hard about things. I only remember a man with no shirt wearing suspenders mesmerizing me with a dance.
You do have a vague memory of that.
I don't know what you're
talking. We wouldn't
about.
Know anything about that.
There's like a vague shadowy figure in my mind.
You know, we
that
can just
happened.
Stop talking about it, you know.
Yeah, just go and get dressed.
I'm just gonna run home
just
and get dressed.
Get your clothes on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. If you like what you hear, show us your support by checking us out on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles and leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks again. Psychologists were injured in the recording of this episode.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.